Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, family?
And also on this episode, we have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Yo, yo, yo.
And on this podcast, we give our own take on a lot of topics. I just want to thank everybody for supporting. And when we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of Leek?
I'm reading these two books right now. Shout out to Big Bro for requesting one of them. Accident is Given, Learn How to Manifest Your Desires. I feel like I said that already in the podcast.
But yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm still reading that motherfucker. And the one Big Bro just gave me like earlier for real. The Way of the Superior Man. This shit pretty good so far. I got to like chapter 9. All
right.
So yeah, that shit kind of lit too.
All right. And what have you been tuned into as of late?
Same old shit. I've been listening to that Kendrick. I mean, I just had the whole Kendrick essential.
That's it? Just the Kendrick essentials?
Yeah, bro. I think that's nothing else, bro. It's just work.
Yes, sir. Selling them wheels.
Yeah, I know me, the Kendrick album. I still got that Blast album in rotation. And that he don't miss, man. I know I said that before. He really don't miss. Let's see. That Future is still in rotation. That I put DS4 back in my rotation too. But. First topic. So the day after the Kendrick album dropped, I saw a tweet that asked, give me a second here, my fault for not being prepared as usual. Alright, so a tweet from Brian Zisuk said, does replayability for an album dictate its greatness? Can an album be great if you're only compelled to listen once? Like, do you agree? I mean, what's your answer to that question?
I mean, I 100% agree for real. Like, I mean, you could listen to an album and, like, that shit be fire. So, like, I'll give you an example. That J. Cole Sideline Story, that first album.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that shit was everything when it first came out, right? I listened to that shit, like, the other day. Like, don't get me wrong. Some of them songs definitely still hit and resonate. But then a lot of them's kind of like, eh, I'm good. Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
It's because you're trash, though. That's different.
Whoa,
yeah, what's up with you?
You I'm big just, tripping.
I mean, we being honest, ain't
nah, you, yeah, have, yeah, you I don't won. Know what you want.
What the fuck? All right.
I don't know what you want. I just said, yeah, you know I'm saying just some of them saying? Songs was just all right.
Well, what he saying that one song? He ain't been in what since he was what? Oh, all right.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
What?
That man what? Ain't never been in pussy since the day he came out one. Who the fuck says that?
He was talking about his birth, like, didn't he can't tell a story
who the
about
fuck?
He was just telling a story how he, you know what I'm saying, lost his little, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's all. All
right, that's your hero, all right.
That's not my hero, but
I mean, I ain't gonna say hero, but he that nigga, for sure.
Yeah,
like, no
yeah,
doubt about that.
Yeah, all right.
But, like, we ain't gonna lie, like, the rest of his albums ain't been damn near classics. We about to do that now.
He said the rest of his albums damn near classic. Sure about that?
I'm pretty sure, bro. I'm pretty confident on that one.
For Your Eyes Only.
That was a good album.
No, the fuck like it was not.
You didn't fuck with For Your Eyes Only?
Hell no.
It wasn't like, you know, the album like that had like, you know, of course, like the bangers, like, you know, Forest Hill Driving, no shit like that, but like, it was cool. You did the whole documentary on it. It was a nice piece of art.
Yeah, nah, I'm cool on that. But, but not, yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, yeah. KOD was cool.
Born Center.
Oh, yeah, Born Center. That's my favorite Cole album. 24 Souls Drive. Yeah, that's a classic. Both of those are classics. But after that, he really doesn't have.
What, KO, KOD?
Nah, I like the album, though, but nah.
What? Yo, that shit classic to me, bro. I ain't gonna cap.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
That's the Kendrick.
That's a front to back.
That's the Kendrick and Cole shit, right?
Anyway, so Leek.
That's a good way just to bypass that. Just edit that out for the bro.
Nah, what's the project they worked on together?
Bro, they,
it doesn't exist.
Thought they came out with it with some dumbass like 2-song mixtape.
I mean, yeah, on Black Friday in 2015, but other than that.
Yeah, that's not even a mixtape. They just ratting on each other shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard it. I'm gonna keep it a buck. That's never why I don't know what the fuck it is.
Anyway, the off season, that's a great project. But I don't call
that's
it
on
project.
His way. That's on his way. And it goes back, you know, kind of like to the topic at hand, like projects through time. Like, I feel like you gotta live with them. Like, I give you another example. Kendrick Lamar to Pimp a Butterfly. I ain't fuck with it like that at first.
Yeah, well, niggas was also 19 though. Keep that.
But that's what but that's what I'm saying. It had to, you know what I mean? You gotta grow into the project. You feel what I'm saying? It'd be like that sometimes. It's art.
All right, so Ed, do you agree with that? I mean, damn, what's your answer to that question?
So the question necessarily is the more you repeat it, the more, or because I forgot.
He said, does replay ability for an album dictate its greatness?
Of course, because, I mean, you ain't gonna blast and keep blasting the album that's, you know what I mean, kind of trash.
Facts.
I mean, then for what? What you doing that for?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. It depends on the album, though. Because I feel like the new Kendrick album, I got to, like, actually sit down and listen to that shit for me to enjoy it. So I'm not going to play it as much as I would play, like, a DS4 or something. But both albums are good albums, in my opinion. You feel me?
That's an interesting take on that, Dan. Yeah. I ain't going to lie.
No, because I'm just saying, if I got to literally sit down and actually listen to the project, I'm not going to sit there and play something like that all the time because I might not have the time to listen to that project all the time. But I could throw DS4 on the whip, put it on shuffle, play that shit all throughout my drive, and I'm literally singing each song word for word. And that's a great album too. So to me, I don't think it necessarily does. It depends on the sound of the album, to be honest.
Is it more or less the sound or the content?
The sound.
You would say sound?
Yeah, cause like, wait, hold on. I'm trying to figure out your question.
No, I'm saying, is it the sound or the content? Sound as in, you know, just like the, you know, I guess you could call it like dumb rap, like it just bump type.
Oh,
time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
content, because, you know, the actual subject matter, like, kind of talk about, like, with Kendrick album, like the last album.
Yeah.
What is it? Auntie Diaries. Like, that's a heavy ass song.
Yeah.
Nobody really want to listen to that while they just driving on their leisure.
Exactly. It's the content, bro, because if I'm driving, I'm not necessarily paying attention to what the words are saying. And it's, right. I'm just rapping along if it's some dumb shit, but...
Facts.
Yeah, so basically it's a... It depends on the content of the song, personally, or the album.
Mm-hmm.
So another topic. So I saw a long Facebook post about nah, this shit had me like, yo, this shit was just weird to me. The dude said he doesn't invite his maid friend to clubs because he respects his wife. But so instead of going to the club, he goes to their home and enjoys their company in their home. He doesn't invite his friend around women and put her mind at unease. And then he's going to end it with get friends and family that respect your relationship and support it with actions, not just say y'all cute together.
Facts.
How do y'all feel about that? What dude said in that post?
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was facts. I mean, like... Yo, like, if you have a friend that's clearly in, like, a quote-unquote long-term relationship, maybe going to the club might not be the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But him still hanging out with his friend and his spouse, you know what I'm saying, at the crib, you still spending that quality time. And you also getting another perspective on life,
yeah,
quote-unquote, instead of just keep going to the club. So I kind of feel like that's the problem with our society now. Niggas just quit to go to the club to get that dopamine spike.
So that's
but
the only
that
thing?
Shit not really fulfilling.
So that's the only thing we can go to? We can't go bowling?
I'm not saying that at all. I don't even think the guy is saying that at all, even in a post. But he's just, you know, because everything is about the party right now. He's just like, yo, kind of like just do other things. Even if it's just sitting around their crib doing nothing, sipping wine, and watching Netflix or whatever the fuck they doing. Playing Connect Four or some shit.
Yeah.
I think that shit cool. You should do that with your friends.
All right, well, what about you, Ant?
Oh, these noodles just burnt the fuck out my lips, so I'm gonna be a little tight.
I love this nigga, yo.
Noodles, what flavor?
Chicken, bro. Hot sauce and lemon all day.
Nigga, what?
Beef, bro.
Nah, beef, chicken. Bro, you gotta put a... Go ahead.
I'm putting like hot sauce and Old Bay in my shit. I ain't gonna lie.
See? See? We just from a different side of the world. I put adobo. What is it? Yeah, adobo and fucking lime juice and hot sauce.
Yo.
Sounds like some Mexican shit. Yeah, for
bro.
Lime juice and lime sauce. Do you squeeze it from the actual lime or do you pour the... I got the bottle of the lime juice.
Oh, don't disrespect me, bro. That bottle of lime will get you cussed out by some Mexicans.
Oh, shit.
that shit tastes so nasty, bro.
I know. How does that add?
Hell yeah, that's like
concentrated.
Yeah, that's just like straight, like artificial. Fuck all that. No, all right, but you gotta cut a line, bro, all day. But back to the fucking question, bro, because damn. But fucking, nah. He definitely, the friend is respectable for that. That's a keeper. That's like a good friend. That's a solid friend because he's looking out for your relationship and not just for selfish needs. You know what I mean? Because there are some people out there that don't give a fuck about your relationship and just put you in those scenarios. All right. So I think he's in the right for that. And I think it's cool how he got a relationship like that. But still, I believe in personal space. And I do believe the dude should go out and once in a while enjoy time with his friend. Mm-hmm. Just probably not at the fucking club. Go bowling. Go fucking something. Go to the shooting range. Go do some shit.
Some other shit, facts.
I mean,
but,
mm-hmm.
In reality, what are single things? Because shouldn't the man be like, you know, this thing trying to get at me, so I'm gonna back off. Because that could happen anywhere. Anyone could shoot their shot anywhere. So, what really is a single type?
I mean, but what's more prone to happen? You going to the shooting range and getting hit on, or you going to the club?
Shit.
I hope I don't get hit on at the range.
I mean,
you
shit,
know
I
what
seen,
I mean, nigga.
I ain't gonna hold you. I seen some attractive looking women at a shooting range before. I ain't never been to one yet.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to happen, but like, let's just be real on the ratio. That's all I'm saying. Like, you more prone. 9 times out of 10, if you going to a club, you ain't going just to dance. Oh,
yeah. What you going for?
You going to try to get some ass 9 times out of 10. Like, wow, let's just be real. That's why people go to the club, bro.
Not okay. Me, bro. I be getting drunk and
yeah,
honey, bro.
Exactly.
I don't fuck with the club, me personally, but I don't know.
Stumbling, bro. There ain't nobody taking me the fuck home.
Wow.
I thought niggas be trying to have a good time when they go to the club.
Yeah, me too.
What? So I got a pipe? So I got a pipe for real, have a good time?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, on the rail, yeah.
Nah, bro. I'll be having a good old time with my Henny bottle just chilling, you know what I mean?
Yo, I don't know me. I'm too introverted. Like, I could do that in the crib.
This man said you got a pipe something. Have fun.
Yeah.
So I mean, I say you have to. But, you
yeah,
know,
all right.
I thought that was the purpose.
What?
You go out, y'all said you try to find a shorty.
And that man said he went to the.
I thought.
Yo, like,
I thought that was the purpose. Niggas just go to get drunk and go home. That's what y'all do for real.
Facts, bro. That's what I do. I mean, be wavy.
I mean, like
fucking wavy.
I mean, like, if the opportunity presents itself, like, I'm pretty sure nobody does that. But like, I feel like a lot of people don't do that. I mean, some people do, obviously, but like, I feel like a lot of people just go out to have a good time, bro.
That's facts.
Man, y'all know when I was out there, my sister, I was trying to see something. we there to have a good time. Don't get me wrong, but like at the end of the night, I'm trying to get a number or something. Like.
Now, don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? I might get a number or two.
We ain't gonna sit here and cap on a podcast.
That's you know what I mean? We just socializing. I sell cars now, so we got to.
We grew up a little bit.
Wow. I got a network.
I don't got an issue with like what he said. Like, I just want to know, like, what does his married friend be getting into when there's women around for a day? That his friend got to prevent him from being around women. I just need to know the answer to that question.
I feel like it could be more or less towards the wife. Just, you know, never know, bro. A picture, bro. Insecurities and shit. Know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not.
Motherfuckers be emotional, bro.
Yo, he must be like a serial cheater or some shit like that. Ain't no fucking way. I'm just saying, there ain't no fucking way.
Not a serial cheater.
I'm just saying, like, this is like, it's just a guy's night out. Like, I'm pretty sure if you trust your partner, he ain't gonna do nothing. So, like, why, like, so, like, I feel like he knows something that that dude's wife don't know. That's all I'm trying to say.
So you trying
to say that might be the case?
What you mean? Elaborate.
That dude is like a scum of the earth when it comes to these women. So he's trying to make sure he's not. So dude's just trying to make sure that he's not the cause of his friend's divorce. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to make sure he stay in the husband lane.
Exactly. Because ain't no way, man.
I mean, I don't know. I ain't never been a clubber, so I don't know. I thought the whole purpose to go clubbing, like, especially when you're single, was to go and, like, actually meet motherfuckers. Not just to just drink and go home.
Bro, there's two different things. You said fuck and then meet. So which one you mean?
Exactly.
Because fucking and meeting is two different things.
Once you meet somebody, ain't that meet like the kind of like the goal?
So I gotta pipe something because I said, hi, my name's Anthony.
I'm not saying that at all, but like, I'm not gonna waste your time either. Like, 9 times out of 10, at least, especially at this time, like,
hey, Malika Savage, bro. I'm trying to make some friends out here.
Exactly. First, listen, yo, we had this conversation before, bro. I'm not.
Hey, yo, Ma, buy me a beer.
I'm good on that. Like,
hey, Melissa, he put out. Yeah, what's your name? Yeah, boom, on the table.
But again, bro, y'all know me, man. I'm introverted. Like, I don't do the hype. I don't do the extra shit.
Man, say pull his thing out at the club.
Nah, see, that's doing too much. Parking lot, maybe. But
bugging.
Not in the club.
Wow, that's damn.
The pocket rocket.
I don't know. I guess I'm not that much of a social person. Don't kill me in the comments.
That just reminded me of the podcast. Yeah. Malik, that dude in the club that Roxanne was dealing with in the inbox. So, like, what's your favorite color?
No.
No, that's
not
in the club with it.
Nah,
you can't say
that about me. You can't say that about me.
He tried violating.
You ever get that thing in the back though?
Yo, nigga really said color. Let me eat your ass.
Yeah, I got that ting.
Nah, fuck it. I'm still appalled at you niggas out here, yo. That's a goddamn sense that you be signing these inboxes, yo. What the hell is wrong with y'all, yo?
What's your favorite color?
Yo,
get that out the way.
That is hilarious, bro.
No, man. Like, come on, yo. But
that at least meet her like 4 or 5 times or something. Nigga.
4 or 5 times. Like,
nah, at least, man, bro.
You're just gonna tell her you're an eater off of 2 messages, my boy. God,
damn. Like, damn, you gotta ease into it, my nigga. No Vaseline, that's like,
Jesus Christ,
man. Just straight to it. Okay.
So moving on to another, man. Moving on to the last topic. So there's a video of a couple and they were taking their first vacation, I guess, together. And they got regular seats. I don't know why I forgot the name. That shit just now. Instead of first class. So she made a video clowning him like, we with the regular people. We not in first class. Oh, you got first class. Basically clowning them or whatever. So I gotta ask y'all. Do you guys think it's corny to embarrass your partner in public? Go ahead, Lee.
I mean, in that situation, like, God kind of deserved it. Because, like, then in, like, the text, they were saying, like, he promised these things, but then it didn't happen for whatever reason. Like, yo kept saying the last minute they get there, and it's just like, oh, we not first class, we in coach. Like, so I could get the, you know, you upset or whatever, but I do feel like that shit kind of out of pocket. Like, you could be a lady about it. Like, y'all still going on a quote unquote vacation. Like, what the fuck are we really talking about?
All right, Matt.
What about you, Ant? I mean, what is the background? Malik was saying that the guy texted or promised.
Yeah.
Well, my boy, better pull out them credit cards. Cause You made a promise. I ain't going to cap. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, who told you to run your mouth for real? So I don't think it, like Malik was saying, I don't think it's right for her to embarrass him. Because regardless, we're still going on the vacay, but come on, bro. If you're going to say first class, you know they about to get on Snapchat and film this shit. You know that before y'all even take the fuck off, they about to take a picture of the ticket.
Facts.
Like, nah, bro, that's their time to shine. Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to say first class, at least, boom, first class, credit card.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, If that's her personality, like she likes to clown around and shit, like I ain't gonna care. But if she dead ass, I might, yeah, on that vacation, I might just sneak off and do, yeah. But, JK, faithful black man. But nah, I mean, like, it should not. But, like, jokes aside, if, fuck, why I lose my train of thought just now. Jokes aside, that was fucked up for her to do. Especially if she was like dead ass serious trying to sneeze and shit. Like, damn, like
if dude. She was, you could tell, bro. Like she was hurt about that shit.
Yeah, damn. like you still like you're still going on vacation. You just not gonna be as comfortable on the way there. So that's all. But no, I'm just saying,
don't get me wrong. If he did promise it, then yeah, hold him against that shit. But if he said, I'm gonna try or this and that, then yeah, she definitely in the wrong, but
like she blasted him on the Instagram though, bro.
Yeah, oh yeah, like, nah, that's a little extreme because you can't be putting her business out there.
Like, yeah, like it's like that. I'd rather you cuss me out like the first night than like, you know what I mean? Then we get back to whatever. Like,
shit was
a tasteful. I'll say that.
Nah, it wasn't. That was wrong. Super wrong. So that concludes this episode, and as y'all know, when we end the show, we always have our own final thought. So, Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, spread more love, less hate, same as every podcast. Follow me on the socials. That is just Leek.
All right, bad. What about you, Ed?
Well, I'm about to spread some hate. Don't listen to Cole. Put that shit down. Get some K-Dot in your life.
This nigga tripping, bro. They got music together. Great music together.
You make it sound like they're not cut from the same cloth or anything. Like, what are you on? It's funny though. I never understood how niggas could fuck with K-Dot and not like Cole and then vice versa. I never understood that shit. I mean,
that's like saying Nikes and Adidas the same.
Not really.
All right, so J. Cole and K-Dot are not the same.
I look at them two like Coke and Pepsi. Like it's more of a preference. Like, I'm not saying everyone is the same or nothing, but it's like I just can't see how you can hate one and just love the other. Yeah. But hey, do you think Cole trash though?
I don't think he trash.
This nigga trolling.
I can't name you like the latest album or nothing. So I can't really talk on that, man. So the last, my favorite. All right. Yo, so this should tell you if I'm a Cole fan or not. My favorite song is that shit he did with Miss Elliott. Was it Miss? No. It was not that. It was perfect. Work out for me. That's not a good thing.
Keep singing it. Keep rapping it.
I'll be mixing it up with 21 questions.
Wow, that's
two totally different eras.
Yeah,
the flow to me is completely the same.
Wow.
If I was your best friend,
a Kanye workout sample, bro.
Yeah, you could have said anyway.
I'm telling you, I don't listen to Cole, bro. I mean, damn, now you got me thinking, what the fuck is the latest?
Now, let me ask you, like, why? Now, why?
Because he never interests me. I listen to all his shit and like. I figure that people already fucking gassing the shit. So then I go and waste my time listening to the shit. And then I get disappointed. And then I'm like, all right, now I look like a hater because I disagree with your opinion. So I'd rather just not even listen to it.
So let me ask you about Dreamville as a collective.
I don't even listen to the man that invented it.
So what that mean? You can still listen to his artists.
Yeah.
Again, I don't. I can't even name you one. Now offer me 10 racks right now on the spot, a milli. Fuck, I really cannot name you a fucking Dreamville artist.
You don't know Ari Lennox.
You don't know
JD,
right.
Ain't
JID.
JID. Look, Boss. I don't even know his fucking name.
Earth Gang.
Gang.
Who?
Kaz.
Absol.
Not Absol.
It's like, nah.
No, say, don't do that.
It's like, nah.
I don't. I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't know anyone from Dreamville.
Yo, you got at least TDE. Loop, bro. Loop go hard.
TDE. I don't know. We might be talking about a different story.
I ain't going to lie. Other than, like, what? SZA, Isaiah Rashad. I forgot the new dude name. What's it?
TDE.
Right, yeah, like TDE.
Schoolboy.
Schoolboy facts.
Absol, SZA, Isaiah Rashad, Reason.
Reason.
Sakari.
Definitely forgot about Sakari.
It's somebody else.
It's the one, he's the new rapper dude. The girl Dolce, she's fire. I ain't gonna lie.
It's somebody else. I forget his name.
It's like he got two names. Like,
oh, Sir.
Definitely can't forget about Sir.
See, and the way y'all describing TDE was not the way y'all were describing Dreamville.
What you mean?
We just naming names, bro.
But y'all throwing some shit in front of it. Oh, I can't lie. Oh, when y'all just named JID, y'all ain't say shit. Y'all just corrected me. So, I mean, I'm just reading I'm reading between the lines.
Hard.
Yeah, you saying that shit now, but you ain't start off with that. You just said three rappers from TDE.
I told you off rip, you should check out Loop Project. I know for a fact you would like his project. One,
but then you named three artists that I already do listen to, and you said he hot, which I already know, you know?
Open your horizon, my nigga. That's all I can say. That's all
nah,
I can say.
TDE said they
die. We talking to the same nigga that feel like Brandy ain't a legend, so I don't know.
Yeah, and also Gunna's in his top five.
First of all, I never said exactly. She ain't a legend. I said I don't know who that is, and I still don't know who the fuck it is, because y'all still ain't... Y'all just tell me she's the first princess.
Her a legend! What the fuck?
Which I don't fuck... Princess of fucking what?
She was the first black Disney princess, yo. Like,
facts, that's lit. I think that's the first legendary? Time I'm saying that. No, I think that's the first time y'all saying that. Y'all literally been saying she's the first black princess. Black princess of what? Like New York?
Last episode.
We've been saying, yo, we literally said
that. We texted last that shit in the chat before we even got on the podcast.
Y'all told me to act like it, like I ain't know.
You don't know.
Nah, about the Disney part. Because y'all doubt, yeah, but anyway, fuck, we exposing the podcast. but anyway, nah, Brody.
Yo,
edit that out. But anyway, bro, fucking, I don't know. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like I said, I don't know Brandy. That don't mean she's not a legend. But I just don't know her, bro. That's it. But I ain't trying to get canceled at Jack Harlow. So, big ups to Brandy.
Okay. So, my final thought is, support all local businesses, please.
OnlyFans.
Those two. All right, support your local OnlyFans content creators and support Crown Label LLC, especially. So,
We got a collab coming.
Big facts. He just don't know it yet.
Wait, time out. Who are y'all collabing with, yo?
Everybody, bro. We collabing with the world, bro. All
right, bet. Oh, yeah. Explain what Crown Label is, Lee.
Man, Crown Label, collective products, the greatest products, the greatest music, soon films, right. Everything. It's a lifestyle, a real movement.
Bet.
All about spreading love, possibility. Positivity and wealth.
And possibilities.
Possibilities. That's a fact. We're gonna make some shit happen. We're gonna make some shit happen for people. Real shit. We trying to change the world.
Alright. So this concludes this episode. Y'all already know the socials. I'm not saying them shits again. So just saying. I'm just saying.
Listen to that last episode for that.
I didn't even say it on the last episode. I said the episode before.
Oh, but, shit.
So, I want to thank all y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Peace. Peace.